views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Better together. Welcome to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share strategies and best practices so you too can get fired up to create a culture of emotional engagement, wins, losses, and aha moments. Get fired up to grow your business with the Emotional Engagement Stylist. Now, here is your host, Connie Fife.
Well, hello, everyone. I have a thought for you today to get us started. He who never made a mistake never tried. Think about that. He who never made a mistake never tried. So if you're an entrepreneur or manager or leading a business, I know that that is not you, because we all make mistakes along the way, because we're going to keep on trying. That's how we become very successful at what we do. So welcome to Master's Chambers. We're getting better together as we continue to gain the executive's perspective on business. There's a hot topic out right now, and I was just at the National Speakers Association conference, and one full day was spent talking about millennials. How do you work with millennials? How do you lead millennials? How do you get millennials to do what you want them to do? And I found it to be a very interesting topic. Because I always wondered why, or how can I get people to think differently or want to do different things, or think about a work project where I'm thinking about it, doing it one way, and somebody else, maybe somebody else on the team or somebody else that I'm working with, perhaps a client, they're thinking that it really should be another way. They're looking for someone who really wants to make their life easier. Someone who, some of us would do the task of chasing down research or cleaning up food after group sessions. How many have done that? You can raise your hand. And then on the other hand, we have those that are looking for more of a partnership. You know, after all, well, I have the skills. I have tons of ideas to share. Why isn't anybody listening to me? Which one do you sound like? Which person do you sound like? If you sound like the one that wants to share and find it hard to follow somebody else's orders, then most likely you're a millennial. Now, that definition is really broad. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the definition of a millennial with today's guest, who is Chris Taylor. He has been speaking and interviewing executives for the last 5 years on this project to perfect the shifting business environment and how do you lead millennials. So I'm going to invite Chris in right now because I want to learn more about millennials and how we can connect and work with them on a better and greater level. So, hey, Chris, welcome to today's show.
Hey, Connie, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you've had an amazing background. I mean, just from what I've been reading, I mean, alone in the last 5 years, you've been interviewing leading executives, thought leaders about business and how to perfect business and how business is growing and what we should be looking at in the 21st century. So I had a question about that. What was one main topic or one main primary comment that you got from each of those interviews?
That's a great question. So I started interviewing best-selling business book authors and thought leaders back in 2009. And, you know, originally I started interviewing people based strictly on books that I liked. It actually started off, I'd finished every book that a gentleman named Seth Godin had written and reached out and said, hey, I finished every book you've written. I want to know what's going on in your head. Would you be open to me coming down and And then I fell off my chair when he said yes. He's a fairly in-demand guy. And that kicked off this series. And, you know, so it was interesting because no real rhyme or reason to the order in which or the topics in which I was covering with the people I was interviewing. But what was really interesting about it was that after really the first 10 or 12, I started to notice that there was this common of them. And it didn't matter whether they were talking, you know, sort of theoretically about marketing or leadership or education. What they were all talking about was this fundamental shift that had taken place in the workplace round about the mid-90s. And you can, you know, sort of slide that date, but really something fundamental changed. And they were all tackling it from their own angle. But it was really around this shifting skill set that was required for professional success in the 21st century and how most of us that went to school in the you know, 70s, 80s, 90s, or earlier, did not get exposed to these skill sets. So that was the topic that was most interesting to me, and it's what we've built the business around.
Well, that's an interesting theme because, and I've talked to a number of people where, you know, this, you're like what you're saying, 70s, 80s, 90s are even older. I mean, we're really talking, you know, starting to go back in, I guess, into the baby boomers.
Sure.
And I mean, I'm a prodigy of the 70s, I guess. Not I guess, but I am. So, but there's a lot of things that we learned then that aren't happening now. And I know me as a business owner and some of the people that I work with, I have to admit there's been some level of frustration of, you know, we just had in this public event and, you know, we needed the whole team to pitch in and set things up or clean things up or, you know, get things moving along. And I have. I've had, you know, these younger people say to me, well, that's not my job. What do you mean? That's not your job. That's part of what we do. Mm-hmm. They really want to get into the meat of what the program is. But let's talk about real quickly identifying or defining what a millennial is so our listeners truly understand what we're talking about today.
Yeah, for sure. So there's a floating range on it, but it's sort of most commonly known as people born between the years of 1981 and 2000, although there's some subtleties within that, but that's really what a millennial is.
Okay. Yeah, because I was looking it up too. Well, that's basically the ages of 25 to 32, and I think of my kids because they fall in that category. Sure. And I know there's times when I'm doing something or doing a project, I will call them. They're professional. What they do, you know, they have master's degrees, and I will call them and ask them for advice coming from a millennial. So it's really interesting that I could pull on them in that generation. And there was also a study that I was reading by the Next Gen, the PwC's Next Gen study, and how millennials view the workplace.
Sure.
And their behavior is really telling. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in the show today.
Sure.
But the one thing that I found interesting, and I should say interesting because, and again, I have children who are millennials, so they're a perfect example of this, is that they want adventure over money.
Mm-hmm.
And they're glad to speak and give you their opinion without a doubt.
No question.
And of course, they want to be left to their technology. And again, we'll be out to dinner, and I'll have to say, could you please put your iPhone away? You know,
sure.
We don't need to be texting at the dinner table. And again, they're in their 20s, but this is what they're living with. This is what they're used to.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely exactly that. I mean, they're used to being constantly connected and tethered in. You know, you mentioned the desire to sort of speak their mind and share. And this sort of comes back to the research that I was doing over the last few years and speaking with some of these thought leaders around the shift in mentality, not only of the generations, but of what actually leads to more success in the workplace. And one of the key topics is, you know, it used to be that if you just sit down, shut up, and follow directions, direction, you could sort of count on 30 years to a series of promotions, the gold watch, and a retirement package.
Right.
And that's fundamentally shifted. And I think millennials are in a position to recognize that and to not even really consider that. They've always been in a position of tackling new challenges, doing things that don't have, an existing track record of 5 to 10 years, because, you know, what they're doing now didn't exist 5 years ago. And so they're used to that constant problem solving, constant discussion, most of it or a lot of it electronic. And so there's definitely a mentality around that that can either be perceived as a burden or it can be perceived as a major opportunity. And it sounds like, you know, with you reaching out to your kids to ask for advice on things, you're treating it as an opportunity, which is exactly what we see top managers as doing. And the bottom dwelling managers just aren't doing that.
You're absolutely right. And because millennials, I mean, they're like, change. Okay, yes, we could change. I mean, they're ready to go. And I could tell you dozens of stories. And again, just with my experience with my kids. But I'm really interested to learn about the pros and cons of it. So when we come back after our break, I want to really go into the pros and cons of working with millennials, having them, you know, in your employment. And again, what's the negatives of that? Because if we're not embracing it, and there's a lot of people that are really afraid of embracing it and thinking, well, these, you know, they don't know what they're talking about. But you know what? They really do know what they're talking about. Yes, but we need to know how to communicate with the millennials. And that's what's so important about this whole thing. So heading into a commercial break, keep listening. Chris Taylor is coming back and he's going to educate us on the pros and cons of working with millennials.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Ali Katz. Join Ali and Dr. Pat as Ali introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Ali, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
We've already said goodbye.
Welcome back. This is Connie Fife, and joining me today is Chris Taylor. Chris recently completed a five-year journey across North America interviewing today's leading minds, executives. What is changing the 21st century workforce? And his insights were really surprising. And one of the themes that he came across was working with millennials. Before the break, Chris, we were talking about working with millennials. Now, I understand most of your team are millennials.
Yeah, that's correct. Most of my team, and then with a lot of the clients we work with, their teams as well. So it's always interesting to see the side-by-side comparison when, you know, they're either complaining or getting excited about an aspect of their millennial workforce, and I'm looking at my own team going, yeah, I can relate or I can't, you know, depending on what it is. So, yeah, for
right,
sure.
Right. What do you see as some of the pros and cons with working with millennials? I mean, I know, you know, with millennials, to them, I mean, jobs are everything. And when I was doing some research for today's show, the one thing I thought was really interesting was that millennials are choosing work over starting a family.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I think, you know, the right kind of work. I mean, you alluded to it earlier, Connie, which was that there's a shift in focus to adventure, as you put it, and what I might call a connection to the purpose of the work they're doing over the dollar amount on their paycheck. And that's a really interesting shift. You know, if you look at previous generations, particularly the one right before it with Gen X, I mean, there was a different version of that where, you know, the almighty dollar and the pursuit of, you know, building a life outside of work that fit their needs has really been replaced with how does the work that I do or how does the company I work with fill me with a sense of satisfaction that allows me to stay focused on the work and not feel the need to find it outside of work. There's that desire for it in the work that they're doing.
Right. So they really want to live their passion every day with what they do versus like what we were saying before, going into work, put your nose down, just do your work 30 years later, we'll give you a gold watch, you can retire.
Yeah.
They don't want that because they've seen what their parents did.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything was a dollar. You have to put money aside. So part of that could also be a negative because they're not focusing on those dollars. And, you know, are they really good at preparing for their future?
Yeah. And, you know, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I mean, that's not something that we may be able to answer right now, but that is just a view of what I'm seeing with millennials. I mean, again, they don't want to start a family because they feel it's going to take away from their work and what they're doing and what they love doing. And also having kids is going to cost money. Well, they don't want to worry about that.
Could be. I mean, you know, one of the big dangers with talking about millennials is broad brushing an entire generation of the globe with the single, you know, sort of view. And so I think, you know, like any generation, there's a wide spectrum of focuses and interests and, you know, we're complex human beings. And so it doesn't matter what generational cohort we come from, you know, we may not look exactly like someone who was born on the same day in the same town. We've got different priorities. But yeah, I mean, by and large, millennials are looking for something that gives them a sense of purpose and passion. I think one of the big misunderstandings about millennials is that this new generation has all these wild ideas and sense of entitlement and these sorts of things and want to be heard. And I actually don't think that's a millennial trait. I think that's a human trait. I think we all want a sense of purpose and passion in our work.
Yes.
I think we all want to be heard. And, you know, it's one of my go-tos is that fundamentally all we want is to be heard, understood, and appreciated as human beings. The difference is that millennials are more vocal about it. And if they're not getting it at the workplace that they're in, they're just as happy to jump ship and go find something else, partially because it's as easy to do as it is today. And secondly, because, you know, we see these really interesting trends where the companies that were titans of industry 10 years ago are sort of non-existent or on their deathbed now. And that rate of change is speeding up so much that there is no sense of this is the permanent company to be at. This is the juggernaut that's going to be around forever. So if we can't get that sense of security from a company, we're going to get it from our own sort of career path and the life that we choose for ourselves.
Right. And they're going to make it. And again, like you said, that's really human. That's who, no matter what age you are. And I don't want to put millennials in the box of who they are because, again, you know, doing some of this research and looking at some studies by Deloitte, they're saying like 70% which is a high number, 70% of millennials within that age group is really falling in this category of, you know, they want to do something. They basically, what they said was that they're more ballsy than previous generations.
Yeah, that's a good way
I mean, that's what it really comes down to. And if they see something that they don't like you said, they're not afraid. They get up and move on to go to somebody to somewhere else. Because again, in previous generations, it was like, I got a job, I have to stay here, regardless if I like it or not. Or again, the millennials are like, hey, heck with this, I'm out of here. I'm going to go find something that I like doing.
Or start something. I mean, that's the thing, right? For $1,000, a laptop and an internet connection, you can start doing things. And it's not as easy as, you know, some pundits might make it out to be, but it's always a possibility. And so that, you know, it's a rightly or wrongly, I think millennials see that as, I don't need to work for you because, as you say, there's a lot of other companies out there. And if I can't find one that fits me, then I'll just start something, which is unique to this generation, right?
It is. And I'm coming across a lot of individuals, either they're just coming out of college, or maybe they've been out of college for a year or two and they had a job and they're coming to me and saying, I want to start a business. Mm-hmm. Okay, what does that look like? And we talk through it, and within 24 hours, they're back to me with the business plan.
Amazing.
I've been blown away. I mean, that's happened 3 times in the last month to me by somebody that just came out of college, and in 24 hours, they came back, here's my business plan.
Well, I think there's a really important point in there for employers as well, because, you know, you either look at that with fear as to, oh my God, my best people are going to leave me because they can. But the other way of looking at it is that there is such an incredible level of unbridled passion and creativity amongst this sort of youngest cohort in the mm-hmm. workforce, that if you just give them some free rein to explore and try things, they don't have that same fear of failure that we were talking about at the beginning in your opening quote. They right. don't have that same sense of, they're just, as you said, more ballsy, right? They're open yep. to it. And mm-hmm. I'll give you a good personal example. I had a personal situation come up recently that took me away from work during a fairly pivotal time in the business. And I was scared because I'm one of those guys who in the past has been glued to my computer 16 hours a day to make sure everything, you know, all the plates keep spinning.
Right.
And it was incredible to me, like to the point of getting a little choked up, to see these millennials that work on the team that stepped up so far beyond what I would have expected or asked of them, and just brought incredible stuff to the table. And it made me sort of do one of those proverbial slap in the foreheads, going, man, I've been missing out on all this sort of untapped creativity over the last X number of years because I've been trying to manage things, and I missed out on giving them free rein to go. It was only, you know,
yes.
personal crisis that sort of woke
you right that woke you up to it. I always encourage people to find interns, and you know, it may not be, I mean, maybe yes, you need the extra help, but my interns, when they come in, I give them a specific project. Mm-hmm. And I give it to them and say, here it is. And it's the same project year after year. And they learn marketing. They're learning business. They're learning how to communicate with people. They're learning sales. And from start to finish, I give it to them. By the end of their semester year doing that project, they're on their own. They have free rein. And I have seen just such tremendous growth. And even when it's done, even from them, and the love and the, you know, how thankful they are to me for allowing them to do, for trusting them to do that, that job, that position. And I never looked at it in terms of, oh, well, they're a millennial and I know that they could do it that way. I looked at it more as, I don't want somebody coming in and saying, oh, you know, make copies or get me a cup of coffee. Right. I want them to give them a real life skill. And then after learning more, I mean, and you forced me to learn more about this and really studying and looking at millennials, but they're a valuable piece to our 21st century business, as you were saying, and how executives are looking like this. And we really can't be fearful of them. We just have to work with them differently.
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that's exactly it. I mean, a lot of us, when we were interning or in our first jobs, we were expected to collate or grab coffee or whatever.
Right.
And that was just the way it was, right? You work your way up the ladder and eventually have some authority. But the approach you've taken of giving a project and saying, I'm here to support you as you need it, is what, you know, really, millennials, and I think, again, human beings thrive on. There was a second point there, though, that I really wanted to touch on, because you were talking about how grateful they were for the opportunity and how connected they were to you. I think that there's a major misbelief around millennials that they're not loyal. There's this, well, the, you know, they leave after 18 months and they don't stick around. And I agree, they're not as loyal to companies or brands, but they are incredibly loyal to leaders, to the managers that give them the free rein to do their work, that support them, that help them pick themselves up when they fall down. And that's where the loyalty shifted to. And, you know, good or bad, right or wrong, that puts the onus on the manager to, it means it takes work as a manager to be a strong leader for those people.
Yes.
But the return on investment is just massive if you're willing to step up and play that leadership role.
Oh, it's huge, because again, I mean, they really do. They want to jump right into the CEO seat. They don't want to be working their way up the ladder. Mm-hmm. And I got some huge thanks or referrals or testimonials from people who have worked with me, interns who have worked with me. I had one gentleman, he went off. He's now living in Japan and doing work there. And I, you know, and he was able to get a second citizenship there. And he had asked me to, you know, to stand for him and sponsor him to do that. And I was just so humbled that he had even asked me to do that. And, you know, like you said, too, I mean, they are obsessed with entrepreneurship, but it's not always going out and starting their own business, but it's working within an organization that has that entrepreneurial spirit as well.
Well, and this is the shift, right? I mean, we went from a world where, I mean, our education system, the one that you and I grew up in, Connie, was, and to a certain degree, it's still there, is, you know, give me the answers to the questions I already know the answers to, do it the way that I want you to, and I will give you a good mark and a pat on the head. And in the real world, in the workplace, what millennials, and again, I think people, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, are interested in are, no, give me the juicy problems that don't yet have a solution and let me try it. You know, let me take a crack at it and see if I can provide real value, not just filling a gap.
All right. Well, Chris, we're going to have to head on to break right now. But if anyone has questions, dial in 800-930-2819 and stick around, because we'll be right back with Chris Taylor.
The transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woo-hoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Welcome back. Today we're talking with Chris Taylor, and we're learning more about the secret gems to working with millennials. Before the break, we were talking really about millennials and how they want to rise right up to the CEO seat. And, you know, they want to forget about working the way up the ladder, but at the same time, they are very appreciative of what you do with them. And it's really important that organizations, leaders understand that, and that it is much easier to work with millennials than some people really think. And I know, Chris, your company does a lot around this and working with HR professionals and helping them understand the value of the product that they have right there in front of them with their millennials. So share more about your business and how you do that.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks. So we do. Yeah, as you say, we work with HR departments, and we also work with leaders of smaller organizations that are trying to figure that out. How do I recognize the people in our organization? How do I give leadership development opportunities to people that maybe our organizational structure doesn't allow for a promotion yet, but I want them to know that I think of them as a potential future leader. So we have a few parts to our business, but the part that we're talking about today is called Actionable Workshops. And basically what we've designed is 1 hour discussion starters, for lack of a better term, where we've worked with business book authors to take one idea from their book and turn it into a discussion so that the team leader, who may have no facilitation or presentation experience at all, can actually guide a group of people through a discussion around that concept, understand it, learn it, but then also talk about how does this apply for you as individuals, for us as a collective, for this company, and then what are we going to do with it? So our company is called Actionable, or Actionable Books, and everything is around that. It's around how do you take the learnings that exist in all the great business books out there and actually do something with them. And through that, actually have a real conversation. You know, this was another characteristic of millennials that we sort of briefly touched on at the beginning. But again, sort of human nature, we want to feel heard. We want to have an opportunity to speak and discuss, to bounce
ideas. And that's anybody. That's just not millennials.
Exactly right. I mean, this is it, right? I mean, so, and this is why, you know, we found great success with Actionable Workshops, because it's a universally applicable need where people want to have an opportunity to discuss and to also to chart their own growth path. So you know, what did I learn? How do I apply it? And by when? So in the hands of millennials, these workshops become a really kind of neat and very easy leadership development opportunity that the HR departments and senior leaders can buy into at a very low cost that allows them to show the millennials that they want to develop them, but maybe don't have a position for them yet.
Yeah, and to add to that, from what I find as well, that again, people universally, we want to be looked at and treated as partners in an organization, you know, not just a lowly employee that, you know, collects a paycheck every week. Most people want to do good.
Yeah.
And they want that respect, and they want to be heard by their employer as well. So that's great how you're doing that program. How can somebody reach out to you or learn more about you and your organization?
Yeah, for sure. So really quickly, for leaders and organizations, if you want to go to actionablebooks.com/workshops, that'll take you to the workshops overview, and you'll have a chance to try out a free trial. For those who maybe aren't in a leadership role but are still looking for professional development, we started Actionable as effectively a book summary service, although with a bit of a twist. So if you go to actionablebooks.com, there's over 750 free business book summaries there. You don't have to sign up. They're just there.
Right.
And then the last group of people that we work with are independent business consultants around the globe, people who genuinely want to improve the world of work and empower their clients with tools to develop themselves. And
okay.
So consultants can check out actionableconsultant.com. And I know you're in LA, Connie. We're actually doing a West Coast tour this fall, where I'm traveling to a number of cities and meeting with consultants to talk about the programs and get a sense of what they're about and what they're trying to accomplish.
Wow. Well, let me know when you're in town.
Will do, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, that's really good, especially for a consultant. Or is that for a consultant at any level in their business? Is it somebody just starting out? What level does a consultant have to be to work with you?
Yeah, it's a great question. We've got, if they go to actionableconsultant.com, we have a fairly basic sort of survey there that will identify whether we feel that they benefit from the program.
Okay.
So they can go there. Typically, we work with consultants that have been in business for a couple of years. They've got, you know, some revenues and some clients, and starting to hit that ceiling of trading time for dollars. And just, you know, now what? How do I get beyond this constant, you know, I feel like I'm wearing 12 hats? And that's we help them move beyond that point. Yeah.
I like that. That's a great example. Like you said, they hit that wall, because we all do. I mean, you get so far, you're doing great, you hit a wall, then it's like, okay, I need to reinvent, and what do we do next? So that's a great, great tool that you're offering there. So you're really successful, and this is a question that I do like to ask my guest, and our listeners love hearing this part. Putting you on the spot now, what is one of your most memorable business failures?
Just one?
Pick one of them.
Well, you hit on it at the beginning, right? I mean, it's if we're not making mistakes, as painful as they are, it means we're not trying anything new, which means we're not growing. So I totally subscribe to that philosophy. I think probably my most memorable, or certainly the one that had the biggest impact, actually happened prior to starting Actionable, in sort of a pseudo franchise that I started when I was 22 years old. It grew very quickly. I became one of the top franchises in North America. It afforded me a great lifestyle and massive ego inflating accolades very quickly. You know, they were great on recognition, probably to a fault. And I got really cocky. I went from thinking that I'm going to work hard to achieve great things to simply assuming that I deserved great things just because of who I was, which sounds ridiculous in hindsight, but at the time that's pretty much what happened. And of course the whole thing fell apart. So rather than deal with the fallout, I basically stuck my head in the sand, choosing to party, for lack of a better word, ignore the problem. I was 22, ignore the problem until it became totally insurmountable. And I actually ended up going back across the country to my parents' basement to curl up with my tail between my legs and lick my wounds.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, the biggest takeaway from me on that being that humility is essential for success. Humility and curiosity are really, those two things need to be held on to no matter what level of success you're at, because inevitably you fall apart if you let go of those things.
But you learned a life lesson.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you and you didn't give up trying. And I don't care who you are. Anyone that's sitting in a seat of success has failed.
Sure.
Everyone has some sort of failure. And again, at the end of the day, it's a lesson learned. You know, it's a lesson learned that, one, you don't stick your head in the sand. You have to deal with the problem, and you just have to keep moving forward. So thank you for sharing that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I think, you know, to your point, nothing is insurmountable until you ignore it long enough, right? And then it's like your health, you know, you start to do something unhealthy and then you can fix it. But if you let it go 20 years, maybe you can't fix it. So same thing in business.
Same thing. Exactly. Same thing. And also keep in mind that it could take time to make that change and to correct that bad habit or to correct that failure, whatever it was. But don't give up, because you need to keep that determination and keep moving forward.
I think it was Dave Ramsey, the financial guy, who was saying, you know, people take 10 years to get into debt and then expect to get out of it in 6 months. And if it took you 10 years to get in, it can take you just as long to get out. And that's true, again, of all the things that we slip into that maybe aren't as healthy for us, either physically, spiritually, or in a business sense.
Yeah, and Dave Ramsey's a great friend. So, yeah, I've heard him say that many times. Yeah, you get yourself deep in the hole, but expect to spend some time coming out of that.
Exactly.
What's when you're working with your clients, like HR clients or your consulting clients, I think you said that you don't work with the end user, so you're really working with other deliverables to share your message.
Yeah, you know, it comes full circle, Connie. We took a page from the millennials playbook, which is basically the collaboration trumps just about everything, including intelligence and hard work. And that's what we've done. I mean, we made the decision last year to stop Actionable's direct involvement with end clients, and instead to work with our consultant community, where they would be the face to the company, and we would support them. And that's worked really well for us, because they bring the passion and expertise to the client situation.
It's a great business model. Is it something that you share with your consultants or folks that work with you?
Absolutely. We're incredibly transparent in everything we do, which again is another trait the millennials seem to like. We have open book management. Everyone on our team sees everything financially, good and ugly. It goes a long way.
Cool. Love that. Well, we need to head off to a break right now, but I have an offer today. The first 10 people, or the 10th person that calls in, I should say, will be invited to join my Master's Chambers Mastermind group. So start dialing 1-800-930-2819. Stay tuned, because coming up, we'll be putting Chris Taylor in the hot seat.
Transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com. Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Back, and it's Connie Fife, and joining me today is Chris Taylor, and this is the segment where we get to find out some really juicy personal information about our guest. So Chris, this segment's all about you. Are you ready?
I think so, Connie. Let's go.
Okay. What is your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show would probably be The Wire.
The Wire. Okay. Your first celebrity crush?
Either Tiffany Amber Thiessen or Jennifer Love Hewitt or some other girl, three names.
Okay. Your hidden talent.
Oh, gosh. I can play the drums on my knees pretty well.
Okay, cool. We should have had you play the drums today.
Just on my knees, Connie, not real skins.
Okay. What's one of your favorite business books?
I love the book Small Giants by Bo Burlingham. It's brilliant. Every business owner should read it.
Small Giants. Okay. Your most influential person?
That would be Mr. Seth Godin.
All right. What is your worst habit?
Probably chewing my nails when I'm stressed.
What is your favorite success quote?
Favorite success quote. I think if this counts, it's actually a Socrates quote, which is that education is the kindling of a flame, not the filling of a vessel. And that really resonates with me.
Ooh, pretty deep. Who is your cheerleader, the person that keeps you going?
My wife, no question.
Okay. Could you imagine living your life any other way?
You know, we talk about it all the time. We've been pretty deliberate about the life we've created. And I think there's pros and cons to every experience and every path, but pretty happy with the one I've chosen so far.
Great. What advice would you give to your younger self?
If I went back to that idiot 22-year-old, I'd say, get your head out of your ass and, pay attention to what's actually happening around you. How's that for tough love?
All right. Well, you've been a really, really great guest. But one more time, how can our listeners contact you?
Sure. So if you want to check out what we're up to, you can visit actionablebooks.com or you can email me anytime, chris@actionablebooks.com. I'm on Twitter as ActionableChris.
And do you have any new projects coming up that you'd like to share?
I'm pretty excited about the West Coast tour where we're connecting with consultants. We're doing the same thing in Australia and also on the East Coast throughout the North American fall. So that's exciting. And I've actually got a book that has been pushed and pushed and pushed, but I'm hopeful we'll launch this fall. So that'll be fun. It's called Beyond the Picket Fence. It's about deliberate lifestyle design.
Oh, that sounds interesting. I'd love to hear that one. Absolutely. We'll have to have you come back on a show when that comes out.
I'd love to.
Great, great. Well, thanks. So are you ready to lead millennials in your workplace?
I think so.
You think so? You think they're ready? Well, you can learn more about Chris Taylor's project at actionablebooks.com. And if you have any questions about how to work with millennials, Chris Taylor is the guy to talk to about that. Because he's done a lot of research over the last couple of years, and he's got a new book coming out. And what was it again? The White Picket Fence?
It's called Beyond the Picket Fence.
Beyond the Picket Fence. Sorry about that. Beyond the Picket Fence. So stay tuned for that book. It sounds like a really interesting read. But thanks for hanging with us and coming up next week right here on Masters Chambers is Dave Fleck. He is your partner in creating high performance organizations. Your comments are always welcome here. Send me an email to team5@connie5speaks.com. I love hearing from you. And Chris, do you have any parting words for our listeners?
You know, in regards to millennials, Connie, I would say, millennials are human beings, just like any other generation. With all people, if you treat them as partners, as you say, as collaborators, if you give them, you know, interesting challenges, things that really challenge them, they're going to rise to the challenge. And that takes some confidence. It takes a little bit of probably some butterflies to do it the first time. But I can guarantee you, you will be pleasantly surprised by the people in your organization if you give them enough room to breathe and be creative and come up with interesting solutions to the problems you face. So embrace the people you have. They're your, you know, greatest resource, although even that word, you know, sort of bothers me a little bit. It's just, these are the people you spend more time with than your family. So, you know, maybe treat them well and they'll treat you well in return.
You know, I have another question for you since we have a little bit more time. We're talking about how to work with millennials, mm-hmm. how to lead millennials. What advice could we give millennials on how they can be working with their employers, with other people?
Great question. I think, you know, a couple pieces. One is be patient. I think, like my own self at 22, there is a sense, or there can be a sense in younger years that, you know, we know more than maybe we actually do. You know, maybe the boss who's 20 years your senior, when they say something, it's not just because they're, you know, trying to control you, but maybe there is some merit and some experience to what they're talking about. And if that doesn't turn out to be the case and they're just, you know, holding you back, there are probably other people in the organization that you can go to for mentorship and support and guidance before you jump ship to an entirely new organization. I know it's easy to jump to a new organization, particularly if you're, you know, talented and capable. There's still a stigma associated with someone who's got 7 different companies on their resume in the last 8 years. So just be careful of that. Obviously, don't stay anywhere that you're not appreciated or don't have an opportunity to, you know, sort of grow, but it takes both parties. It's not, you know, for the manager and for the individual, again, regardless of generation, we can point a finger and say, if only that person would act in this way or do that, then everything would be good. But it's not true. We need to take ownership for our own role in that first and make the effort. And if that doesn't work, then, you know, you can look for an alternative option.
Yeah, because there's different, like I said, it's his story, my story, and the real story, as they say.
Right.
But so, yeah. So, I mean, it's also for that millennial, too, because coming out, I mean, you can't have that attitude of, well, this is what I want. But I love your advice about not having 7 different jobs on your resume, you know, in the past 8 years. Because employers do look at that. I mean, yeah. I've looked at that when I ran, you know, multi-million-dollar organizations. I looked at that, you know, why did they have so many jobs? And so you really have to really look at that closely, because there really is a stigma attached to that as well. Well, Chris, again, thank you for sharing. And if you're ready to transform from thinking like a manager and becoming a leader, I want to invite you to Newport Beach, November 4th. I know we have a couple months away. It's in Orange County, California. Again, another West Coast program, but we're also going to be moving it to the East Coast come early 2016. It's our Sales and Leadership Summit. The seats are filling up already, and the program isn't until November 4th. We're so excited about this, and we hope you could join us. Give me a call at 909-758-1120, and I'll be happy to share more information with you on that. Or you could always head on over to my website, which is www.ConnieFifeSpeaks.com. For more free tips on how you can transform yourself into a leader and create organizational happiness, you can find more information about that on my website as well, which is, again, ConnieFifeSpeaks.com. I'll see you over there. Thanks for listening and have a great week.
You've been listening to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Tune in each Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices so you too can create a culture of emotional engagement, getting better together. Connie is available for corporate speaking and executive training. To book Connie or to catch the archive, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.